brought to you by Penguin.
If I Fall by Marilyn Davies. Read by Remy Milner and Tamarin Payne.
Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desire, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. Jude, chapter 1, verse 7.
Prologue. Event: the reunion. Date: 12th of November. Venue: rooftop, the Varsity Club, Oxford. Time: 8 p.m. Group status: this is a private Facebook group. Only invitees may attend the reunion. Description: secrets have a way of finding their way out into the world. This is a chance to meet and share old stories. When people come back together, they bring with them echoes of the past. Some of you have nothing to fear. Others do. The reunion will prove which one of those is you. Invited: Simon Morris, Hannah Barclay, Ash Desai, Alice Baxter. Comments: Simon Morris: seen this. Hannah Barclay: who sent it? Ash Desai: anonymous account. Hannah Barclay: what do we do? Simon Morris: we go. Ash Desai: are you mad? Simon Morris: no. Hannah Barclay: have you seen who else is invited, Simon? Simon Morris: yes. Hannah Barclay: what does it mean? Simon Morris: well, it means Alice is back.
Chapter 1. Despite cold night air, the rooftop bar at Oxford's The Varsity Club was busy. Groups huddled under blankets, heated seats working with gas burners overhead to warm the space around them. Carla Brown pushed her way through the crowd, coat done up to her chin, wine held high. As she reached Baz, already halfway through his pint, she put down the glass, hopped onto the high bar stool and threw her bag by her feet. "It's freezing," she said. "Whoever thought an open-air bar in England was a good idea needs to have a word with themselves." Baz took a mouthful of beer before replying. "You're always cold. Want to go inside?" He was dressed in work clothes, paint-splattered trousers, a battered sweatshirt, pair of off-white trainers. And Carla briefly wondered when he'd stopped dressing up for her. "No, it's okay. Here's good." Truth was, inside was virtually empty, meaning they would be alone with all the long pauses and loaded silences that implied. Plus, work was slow. CID were hogging all the good cases to get their stats up, and she felt like people-watching. She liked to watch people's interactions, trying to piece together the sort of person they were and the lives they led. Probably should have been a psychologist rather than a crime analyst. But then she did love her job. Mostly. Pulling a blanket over her legs, Carla took a sip of wine, enjoying the quick hit of it, and let Baz's talk of his day wash over her. She looked around the rooftop, a mixture of people in workwear, the odd group of women gearing up for a long night with their lipstick and heels, before spotting a woman standing by the wall to Carla's left. She was shrouded in shadow, but even so, Carla could tell she looked out of place. About 28, she was dressed in a black bomber jacket, hair tucked under a scruffy hat, face obscured by a thick wool scarf, and she seemed to be looking for someone. As her eyes darted around the room, briefly alighting on Carla before looking quickly away. And then the damn woman wanted different tiles in the bathroom, as if she hadn't made enough changes, Baz was saying, beer almost finished. Carla turned back to him. "Do you see that woman?" She gave a light nod to the woman by the wall. "Don't you think she looks, well, odd?" Baz followed her stare before shrugging and downing the last of his pint. "She's obviously homeless and has come in for a bit of warm. It's not a crime, Carla, even though the police would probably like to make it one."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?